In our yard, we have several different types of flowers, many of which I received from other people. In all of these cases, I've seen the results from the seed that these people have planted. My question is, why do the results we get from these friend seeds get so much larger in our yard? We haven't used fertilizer or any other enhancements to make them bigger. Example, coxcomb at a height of 4 feet. Well, your place in Nebraska, maybe, because they got deep soil Nebraska.
And organic material and everything.
Who knows? You could have built your house over a dairy farm, an old dairy farm, or a feedlot or something. Environmental conditions in your yard are different from those from whom you received the seed.
Yeah, did they get the old... did they get
heirloom types?
Yeah, because you know, some of these hybrid coxcombs, when you if you do get seed, yeah, you plant them, you get all kinds of strange
stuff.
Yeah,
I bet you that's what it is. And there are different, everything from the dwarf, what do we call it? A lot of people call it brain flower. You know, makes the brain flower, until the latest trend in coxcomb or celosia is to get the one that has the
plume,
flaring a plume.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I would like to get, in the old days, and of course, maybe my memory's bad, but they're about 18 inches tall and had the coxcomb type, and they're very, very attractive. I guess they had a little problem with when it rained and everything.
They've got yellow ones, too.
Yeah, and that's the
yellow,
ones.
Yellow, red ones.
I don't like those little skimpy little ones with the plumes, you know. The little dwarf. I guess everybody does. They're so uniform, and they...
Have you grown the brain one, the big brain one?
I did a few years back, and that was a little too too much variation for me, and
that's one of the
old-fashioned.
First plants I remember my brother growing. He planted out some celosia coxcomb, the brain thing we got.